Hey, Ben.
And Jack now, too.
And Jack now, too.
Hey.
Jack now, too.
Hey.
A couple of weeks ago, you said that you never see famous people, and I always do.
That's true. Don't tell me you've seen another famous person.
I saw another AFL player.
Who?
Doing regular, everyday things, too.
Do we want the player first or the regular everyday thing? Because I reckon I can guess.
Okay. It's a bit like Cluedo, this.
Oh. Yeah.
The regular everyday thing was picking up a parcel from the post office that he'd missed the delivery at his property with.
Okay, he's obviously not good with timing.
And he's obviously under 300 a year.
Yes, because he doesn't have a PA to go get it for him.
Yes. I thought you were going to say because he doesn't have like a parcel point or something. Like
or parcel point. One of those just lockers. All of the above.
Yeah. PO box.
Do we have a team?
Well, let's think about where I was.
You were in Richmond. Was it Richmond?
Beard.
Does he have a beard? I sort of looked at him for a bit. Then he looked at me. Edwards. And I thought, he's looking at me. And then I thought, no, it's because you're looking at him is why he's looking back at you.
Yeah, they would get that every day, you know.
Mm. So it's obviously someone that you would find attractive.
No, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy. Juddy. Juddy?
No, he's a current player who plays for Richmond.
Oh. We definitely crossed
Did you just guess Shane Edwards?
Yeah. Well, I guessed him.
But then I guessed it after.
Richmond. And Juddy has no affiliation with Richmond. And he's also not that good looking.
No, he's not.
Like, he's not ugly, but you wouldn't put him in the top.
This is not the talking point.
Is he...
How many All-Australians?
Jimmy Bartel.
It's a Richmond player. It's a current Richmond player. Not a non-current.
Although, I did see a photo of Jimmy Bartel in all the paparazzi that's going on at the moment of him visiting the post office and getting a lot of parcels.
Were you taking the photos with Tom Brown?
Tom Brown. My name's Tom Brown.
He's popping up in his cereal.
All right. We're talking. Okay. So it's a Richmond player. Did you say yes or no to a beard?
It's a bit of a beard, but not no. It's not Bashir Hooley.
Like, well, that's why I thought. Oh, okay. That's why I thought Shane Edwards because he's sort of grown something.
It's a little bit of a
Jack.
No, not big. Not big. Played early in the year. Not playing anymore. Richmond's his second club. Third club. Richmond's his third club.
Baker.
He's got a brother in the AFL. Liam Baker.
This is a club for one year. This is a really long intro.
It is. We've got to get there. The people at home are getting it.
Yeah.
Are they? Are they calling in?
Oh, they've got it. Yep. The good people of Richmond. I've actually seen this guy walking around Richmond a lot.
That doesn't help us, though.
I know, but I'm sort of getting
the meatball.
I just like to walk.
The meatball.
No,
fringe player.
Like fringe at best. He's not playing at the moment. Oh, he's been at three other clubs. Two other clubs. This is his third.
Jesus.
But Gold Coast was.
Chol?
He's not listening to me.
He's a fringe player.
He just doesn't listen. Don't worry about that. I actually don't know many Richmond fringe players. I thought they were all pretty good.
Two other AFL clubs.
Two other. Can we have those clubs, please?
He started at the Gold Coast.
Caddy.
I was going to say Caddy, but he's been
don't
in the
shout
team.
Shouts into the microphone.
He's very comfortably in the team.
He's not playing. He would be so unlikely of getting a game. He started in the team. And then has barely played at all since. Mature, like would be in his late 20s, played at the Gold Coast, then St Kilda.
Two clubs I know very little about.
There's people listening to this, well, not anymore, they've obviously turned off, but screaming through their AirPods.
Where do they play on the ground?
Oh, for crying.
They don't play on the ground. They don't get a game.
In the twos.
They are a midfielder.
A midfielder. Mid,
sort of half forward, sort of. He's got a brother in the AFL who plays at the Gold Coast.
Ben King. No.
Can I just tell you, do you think?
Who is it?
It was Mav Weller.
Oh, Mav Weller.
The fuck's Mav Weller?
The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos.
Gentlemen, welcome. We finally got there with the Mavwella guessing game, which took up a lot of time. But we are ready. It's the bye week now. Round 23 is in the books, which means season 2019 is in the books. We're looking forward to the finals. There's plenty to go through. No bye week for us. Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jake. It's a pleasure to be here. The Bombers are in to the finals. We knew this last week, but just to reiterate, the Bombers are in the finals. As are Jack's boys, Geelong, which is no surprises there.
Yes, Jack's top, no home final.
Yep, no home final. Oh, how do you feel about that? Well, I think we can talk about that later in Freeman Weave.
It's a bit boring, but yeah, we'll push on.
Geelong aren't boring, though, so they deserve boring results.
Very true. Well said, Ben.
Thank you. What do you got for me, Jake?
What have I got for you? Unfortunately, as we speak, it's gone to print that Stephen Cornelio will reject massive offers from pretty much everyone to stay at the GWS Giants, which is disappointing from a Carlton point of view. But God bless. I'd rather him stay there than go to Hawthorn. So,
yeah, I saw that.
It's a silver lining.
Not for me. I would have anyone but Carlton. I'm pretty happy with, to be frank, and not because you're sitting there looking at me like that. I've got a few Carlton supporter friends who put this one in the books quite a while ago.
We tend to do that.
We do. They do. Yeah, pretty happy with it, to be honest.
I can say it.
7 years, huge.
Yeah, it's a long deal. He'll be the captain there next year.
Is that right?
It's my understanding of the situation.
Do you get a lot of scoops that we don't know about?
Well, me and Stephen aren't close friends, so.
Speaking of Stephen, you actually revealed earlier that you reckon your scoop on another Stephen said that my man Dylan Scheel.
Yeah, would have preferred to be a Blue after the fact, after he made his decision public. But
an hour after, you reckon?
Not long after. I didn't know we were starting to reveal private conversations on the podcast. But
that's private.
Well,
now that we are, how are your knees, Ben?
They've gone better. I've been taking a lot of krill oil lately.
Did you get sperm put into them? Or is that
heavens? Yes word.
Can you get that done?
Come on. You know, like, it's actually just
for a mate. Can you
know, the cells that regenerate.
Stem cells, not sperm cells.
Sorry.
did you pass year 7 biology?
No.
It wasn't even a biology class?
Yeah, it wasn't. And, you know, while we're talking about personal items that are triggering one another, Jack's wearing odd socks, and I'm not sure that we can continue on.
No, they're both black.
They're
just not from the same cloth.
Yeah, which means they're odd.
Interesting get-up, too. He's got nice suit shoes on with a grey hoodie.
Yeah.
But that's enough about Jack.
Jack's living out of his car, I think.
Yeah, I just put a jumper on.
No, I'm not.
I don't even think it's his car.
Not too many people say.
You two in here. You're fucking being so cold. Oh, sorry for swearing.
Jack's really swearing. Right. He's coming literally hot.
So round 23, it was actually very eventful. There wasn't much movement in terms of who made it and who didn't. The Dogs got in there at the end. End up jumping Essendon too. But there was a lot of things that played out where a lot of teams are travelling now to places they didn't think they were going to. My boys included, we had to travel west to Perth.
I'm looking forward to that.
On the Thursday night.
Yeah. Isn't that going to be a bloodbath?
Can I tell you, I reckon we've got a really good chance.
Oh, God.
Really good chance?
They just do you also think that the Earth's flat or something?
Yeah, no. Watch this space. That's all I'm saying about that one.
You
watch
won't get within space. Cooey of them.
Okay. Are you going over to Perth?
No, it's a Thursday night. I mean, can I just say, for the record, the AFL are a bunch of dogs.
Oh, here we go. God, you sound like Geelong.
Well, you want to talk about Geelong now? I thought we'd wait. Jack, what have I told you?
No,
it's a slab.
Anyway, that's quite enough out of me. So what are you obviously both back in West Coast in? Are we even doing that?
No, we're not. But because we can talk about tips. The permutations of last week, yeah, I think that Essendon would have thought there's no way that they would have had to book travel over to the West.
No, but I didn't see it coming.
But I think that if you ever have to go there, this is probably a good week of the finals to do it because you've got the week off beforehand. You know, you can fly a bit earlier.
Yeah, no, next I agree. Week and then if we do win, seriously.
Sorry. That's all right. It'll be someone important.
Fair dinkum. If we do get the win, though, we play at the MCG regardless because we'll play either the loser out of Cats versus Pies. And as we all know, that will be at the G no matter who we play.
Yes.
Very interesting finals arrangement. We saw Richmond get the job done quite comfortably, I thought, against Brisbane, which was a little bit reaffirming for me as we saw, the weaknesses I feel in Brisbane in terms of their top couple credentials, and then hopefully won't have to bleach my hair as a result of them falling over. Because I think Richmond beat. I think that
they just have to make it. Remember,
why do you have to bleach your hair?
You know, where have you been? You're on the show. And
it was even on like the socials. We even put that through there. Like,
if Brisbane make the grand final,
I have to bleach my hair.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Live, you'll along, look, along you'll with 10-year-old Jack. Ridiculous.
along with the 10-year-old.
Yeah. But at Brisbane's a different ball game. It's a completely different ball game at the Gabba. It'll be interesting to see how they go. It's an absolute fortress for them at the moment. Yeah, fair call.
See,
plus, now that they've played Richmond as well, I think they're going to know, like, this is how we have to play against Richmond.
Mm. Which... Yep.
Going to Brisbane, though, who's the pressure on more?
The pressure's still on Brisbane.
Yeah,
I think the pressure's on the Tigers.
Now, when you're an interstate team, you get a home prelim because then the pressure switches to them going out in straight sets. Because Richmond, so you're telling me the loser of that plays the winner of GWS and Bulldogs, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no way Richmond lose to who at the G to either of those teams. There's no way they lose to GWS or the Dogs. No way.
I reckon the Dogs are hot. Brisbane. I don't think they're going to beat Richmond, no. But
Brisbane can lose to both GWS and the Bulldogs.
Not GWS. GWS, they're not going to get out of the first round.
No, no way. Not with all their injuries.
Okay.
I just think the Dogs are red hot.
I'm going to disagree.
Red hot on the Dogs.
The Dogs scored over 120 points their last four games.
And that's fair. They're in good touch, but I reckon the Giants, I think they're a little bit of a, they've sort of, maybe lost a little bit of the pressure on themselves based on their sort of last month, 6 weeks. And I think that they played quite well the other night. I know that all they had to do was get the job done against Gold Coast. But, I mean, I reckon that it might have just kick-started them a little bit. And I think that, you know, you can underrate them at your own peril heading into the finals. But back to the Brisbane case, I think that the pressure goes back on them because they'll then be staring down the barrel of two home finals and a straight sets exit should Richmond get the job done. And I think that... I just feel that, yeah, when you're an interstate side and you are sort of trying to create a fortress, while that they probably won't go out in straight sets.
I reckon that's going to be one of the greatest games in the final series, that one, up at the Gabba.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game on the weekend at the G, so we'll see how we go. Like, Brisbane, they clawed back a little bit at the end. I think you're right that Richmond, they won it pretty comfortably in terms of...
They kept them at arm's length all the time. They did,
yeah.
They had them where they wanted them early, and then they just kept them up, which is what Richmond do, and it's why that they'll probably win straight through. And then, but I don't think that helps my cause for Brisbane not making the grand final.
Why? Because who do they play if they lose?
Well, if Brisbane lose this week, they play the winner of GWS, or next week they play the winner of GWS and the Bulldogs. So yeah. You've told me, and then they'll go through to probably play. Well, they will. They'll play Collingwood or Geelong at the MCG. And I think that they're the two weakest top four sides because West Coast aren't there.
Yeah.
So they're going to avoid that. I mean, everyone will.
Which is why if the Bombers can beat West Coast, we're going to go through the prelim.
Yeah, I feel like that Brisbane are now a better chance to make the grand final if they lose this week.
Right.
But
because they're going to play, okay, because preliminary they're going to play.
Because they'll play, yeah, should they then go on and beat GWS or the Bulldogs, they then play Geelong or Collingwood, and because of where West Coast sit with it all now, you know, they're going to avoid what I think in West Coast is probably the best, well, the second best side in it at the moment. But that's all semantics because, you know, let's just try and get through the bye week before we work out who's playing in the grand final.
We got the big one on Friday.
Oh, what, the
EJX.
EJX.
Mm.
Look out.
Yeah, let's not dive into that one.
No,
I reckon we'll leave that
Jimmy
one.
Jimmy playing?
Yeah, I reckon. You'd think so.
Jimmy Bartel?
Yeah.
He goes all right.
I reckon he should be in good touch.
Got a few accolades.
Yeah. There's always one person takes it too seriously, though.
Like an Ackermanis.
Yeah, like an Ackermanis. He used to take all the charity games too seriously. I remember a few blokes said that he always just went way too hard. But yeah, that's
Andrew McLeod used to get a few touches back in the day.
Silky smooth.
I haven't seen the actual lineup. I don't know who's playing.
Speaking of Silk, though, did you see that? Sorry to... change tact here, but Sean Burgoyne on his way to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, don't know.
Is that
3 years? Yeah.
Is that fact?
Yeah, fact.
It's closer to fact than fiction. Yeah,
to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, three years the player coach option. Yeah, so
I think it's the way to go. I mean, you look at how successful Hodge has been recently with Brisbane. The coaching aspect of it is sets him up afterwards, and I love that. I reckon good on him.
Is Burgoyne of the same ilk as Hodge to go and like lead a group?
I think you probably have a similar knowledge. He's a different style of player, isn't he? So that we'll be interesting to see how that sort of works. But yeah, I'd say from a knowledge point of view and a definitely from a respect standpoint, I certainly think so. But, yeah, so there's obviously plenty of, like, at this stage of the year, a lot of clubs are starting to do their initial delisting. So there's a and for those of us not in the eight, there is that plenty of murmurs going around, which is
– Rovat went today.
I did see that. Yeah,
from North.
Yeah, from North. Did he's really? Gone. And another one from North. The the guy that went and did a Survivor.
Sean Anderson. Yeah. No, he was Simon Black.
He
was on the list and he went and threw Survivor.
Isn't he doing the Great...
Well, the Great Race.
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. He was on the list. Yeah, and he just went, oh, I'm going to do the Amazing Race. I'm not going to get a game this year.
And that's cool.
Delisted. What was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's a shame.
Play on, though.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
What do we do?
So the All-Australian squad, Jack. By the time this comes out, the actual squad, the actual 22, is it 22 or 24?
22.
The actual 22 would have been selected, but right now we know there's a 40 out, a 40-man squad. What do you make of that? Seven West Coast Eagles players.
Yeah, six Geelong.
Including
the GOAT, Gazza. Yeah.
Two from Carlton, I believe, Jake.
How many from Essendon?
None from Essendon.
None from Essendon.
Left out of the squad.
Yeah, Saad was stiff.
Is it Declan Watson?
Yes, it's Declan Watson.
For 20 points.
Jeez, no wonder I didn't remember that name.
Yeah, that's a very white boy name, isn't it? Declan Watson.
Heavens.
What is Declan and Watson? He sounds like he was a misfit when he was 16. He skated way too much at the park and...
Yeah.
His mum would say, come in for dinner, and he at least would wait half an hour until he'd actually go in.
Mm. All right. And he'd have knee pads and elbow pads as well.
Who's your All-Australian captain, lads?
Declan Watson.
I'm going to give it to your man.
Got to give it to Cripper.
Although they do have a history of doing weird shit with the captaincy.
Let's just give it to, like, a backman.
Well, Buddy Franklin had it, and then Rance had it, and neither of them were club captains, so...
Yeah, so Dylan Grimes then, lock it in.
Oh, yeah.
If Dylan Grimes doesn't get in this year, like he was snubbed last year and he's in the squad, but if he doesn't make the actual 22, he's had a phenomenal year as a backman. If he doesn't make it, I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah, well, he's up against the likes of what, Rampy, who's had an awesome season.
Blissard will be in the back line somewhere.
Yeah. And Stewart, who'll be in for sure.
All right, who's your weird
Shepherd? Like, there's just so many.
Shepherd's not a bad one, is he?
Well, Shepherd's similar numbers to Saad, I thought. Saad probably a little bit better, but that's okay. If they don't give it to who you think they should give it to as the captain, who's your weird pick for captain?
Weird pick?
Travis Boak.
Is that weird?
I love Travis Boak. Why would that not be weird? Well, what's weird then?
You said a non-captain.
He's not a captain.
Well, he was, though.
Yeah, he was. That's not that weird.
For a long time. Let's not act like we're putting you in a corner here, mate. I'm just asking you who's the weird one.
Bont will probably get it, I reckon.
Actually, Bont, I could see Bont getting it.
Or Cripper. Cripper would be the obvious choice.
So do you put Bont in just based off the fact you could give him captaincy, even if, say, someone's stats are a little bit better than his?
Bont and Pally would be in the Australian team.
Oh, he better be. He's had for the outstanding season.
He's almost probably going with a brown, though. Look.
Yeah. Do you reckon Danger gets in? Your boy?
Oh my goodness.
Trelaw's going to just about win the Brownlow
this year. Trelaw can't kick. Elliot Yeo should be in there too.
Elliot Yeo. Oh god. I'm not going to waste any more time trying to pick my team. It's just
because I don't really know who's
in it. It's tough, isn't it? Sicily won't be.
Okay.
Won't be? Why? Didn't win enough games?
I think Haynes will get in ahead of Sicily.
I've not seen. I could not even tell you what Haynes looks like.
Long blonde hair.
Nope. Did Lockie Whitfield make it?
No.
Not enough games.
Not Scott Thompson. Robbie Tarrant was stiff.
No, you don't. You can play.
No, you can play
as many as you want. They just
if you get 100 goals in 10 games, all power to you. But
yeah,
impossible.
Not so. You kick 10 a game. So it's not impossible. Oh well, that's what he said. Then he said impossible, as if it could
always
be done.
Believe in never or something like that.
Yeah, never. Don't believe in never.
Tell you what, I've got a bit of a treat for us boys. I've just got off the phone with my old man just earlier, just about what he reckons about the Bombers making the finals. Do you reckon we can have a quick sneak peek of that one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Go for it, play. Why not?
Bring his own stuff to the podcast. Hit play, Benny.
This next segment of the Magoos is a recording of a phone conversation between Ben and his father, Ray. Please enjoy.
That looks like young Ben.
Yeah, it sounds like him too.
So anyway, Mr. Cole, what are you up to?
Nah, not much. I was just giving you a call. You know, you excited about the Bombers playing finals?
Well, I got a call from a mate from primary school. Ben, his name's Robert Backer. His younger brother, Peter, passed away of cancer when he was 40 years ago. Anyway, Robert's like Uncle Peter, a mad, mad Collingwood supporter. And he sent me a message last night. He said, oh, yeah, it's Ray. The Pies and the Bombers are just making up the numbers. Huh?
Do you reckon?
Too many injuries. Huh?
Well, we've got a few coming back.
Well, I had a yarn with Robert last night, and I said, oh, fair enough. You know, I agree with you. But, even the Bombers in the game, we're still there.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, with Heppel and Fantasia to come back, along with Stringer
wait, I'll talk over you. Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody.
Oh, mate.
Right?
Isn't he a delight?
Wait. Look, you're my youngest son, Ben, but with this gay marriage thing being passed, I want to marry the bloke.
Yeah, I think a lot of blokes feel that way.
Look, I've been inclined that way. I have gay mates, but that guy is just, when he's on his game, he's absolutely unbelievable.
He is. He's fantastic. I love him. I love the man.
They just stop it. But they had the movers in their hips, mate. They just move and change.
Is that why you want to marry? He's got a bit of hip movement, you reckon?
Oh, no. Look, I'm sorry. That'll do. Yeah. That'll do me.
Yeah.
Benny boy, do the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it?
Yeah. Are you saying I'm gay?
No.
Oh.
If you are, that's okay, but probably news to Molly.
Yeah,
she probably knows.
Yeah, she'll know.
If anyone knows, she would know.
She would know. Mm. She would know. Anyway, we get into a bit of three-man weave.
Three-man weave? Yeah, why not?
Hey, boy, time for three-man weave.
Oh, you scared me there.
That's all right. Well, someone had to say something. We've been sitting here in silence while that break was on.
Well, I don't come out of breaks.
I know. That's why I assumed that Ben would say something. But you have got...
I hardly come out of breaks either.
That's true. The show revolves around me, and that's
Who
why I like it.
Who does come out of breaks? Jake,
normally, yeah.
Or Cam.
It's in his contract. Cam definitely just does not do that.
What are we doing?
Three-man weave.
Yes,
you've got the sheet there.
We're
going to do this and we're going to do it well.
Yeah, all right. Well, first one's up for three-man weave where we talk about different topics. I throw them up and you guys intersect and weave in and out.
We might have some
conversational
listeners.
Yeah,
I guess so.
And I'm just going to throw out topics, just the ones off the top of my head.
What's on that sheet of paper?
Yeah, nothing. Chris Scott says finals fixture is bizarre. What do you reckon? Do you reckon it's bizarre, fair, unfair? Hit me, Ben.
I reckon he's just already got his excuses for when they inevitably lose to Collingwood at the G. He's a sook, Chris Scott. Absolute sook.
I don't think that you can rationalise so many supporters missing out on going to the game.
Mm.
That's the part I can take the point, but I don't think that you can,
Just to go off that point, sorry to intervene.
Please do, though.
Essendon are playing West Coast on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are the Essendon supporters going to get there on a Thursday?
On a plane on like a Wednesday or maybe the Thursday.
Oh, so take 2 days off of work to get there.
Well, use your annual leave however you like, but...
No, that's not the point.
What's the point?
Well, the point
so
is
if it was on a Friday, would you go?
Yeah, I'd probably think about it, yeah.
So why can't you bank two annual leave days rather than one?
Because then you're taking 2 days off of work for a game of footy.
Okay, well... What do you want from me? I've just given you, asked me how you could go, and I told you.
They'll put it on a Tuesday.
No, they mightn't as well as, because Thursday is huge for television.
Exactly.
Thursday's a regular AFL fixture night.
So it's all about television is what we're saying then.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, because you know what ads, comes from television.
As a Geelong supporter, what do you think?
What do I think? I think it's crazy that we finish on top of the ladder and we have to play at another team's home ground. Like,
if you were playing GWS at the MCG, would it be as big of an issue in your mind, do you feel?
No, it's because we're at another team's home ground, which is they finished fourth. So that's the only thing.
But say Essendon finished on top of the ladder, our home ground is Marvel Stadium.
You should play at Marvel.
So just because Marvel is... No,
if you wanted to.
No one wants to play at Marvel. Let's be real.
Yeah, no one wants to.
You've got to play on a good oval, at least.
No, we've got our own home ground. That's our home ground. We just need to build 50 more thousand seats there and it'll be fine. I don't know how you do that, but...
It's a bit of a project.
Yeah, I don't know. We probably need some more government
funding. Either all your home games have to go down to Cardinia.
Yep.
Or stiff shit.
They want to play all their home games there. But they just commercially, you just can't.
No, it's just not going to be allowed.
It's not viable.
No. But anyway, we can move on from that. Jeremy Cameron winning the Coleman.
Our boy.
Kicking 9.
9-5, yeah.
9-5 in the last game against Gold Coast. What are your thoughts?
Dominant.
It's one of the good old-fashioned, like, let's just kick it to him.
Yeah.
It's great. And then, yeah, so that great multi-bet that's been going on Twitter since the start of the year, the Blake. It's got Jeremy Cameron into Lachie Neal.
Into Lachie Neal,
the preseason, and he's had all these various cash-out things, and then got Jeremy Cameron up in the last round. So I think he's staring down the barrel now at a 9 grand cash-out or a $53,000 payout.
So sports bets.
What's he got, Lachie Whitfield for what?
Lachie Neal for the Brownlow.
Oh, Lachie Neal. Yeah.
Into Coleman, Jeremy Cameron.
Jeez.
Yeah, one's
up. Do you cash out? But take the 9?
I'd cash out.
No, for 9, that's a laugh. That's a laugh in the face that they're giving him a 9 cash out. That should be closer to a 20 cash out for mine.
Is it gone up or is it still 9? You know it's 9?
Ride the wave.
Ooh. Sorry, a bit of indigestion.
I mean, Lachie Neal, he had 51 in his last game.
Yep.
Mind you, he may not get 3 because there were a few good players on the field that day.
And they didn't win. But, yeah, it's a fair bet. And it'll go deep in the Brownlow night.
Let's hope it does.
But good on Jezza Cameron. Good on him.
Can he cash out while the count's on?
No. It'll be fluctuating.
Yeah,
if it's like... suggest,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There'd be a closer market at some stage.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah, thanks, I will.
yeah, most people
are. Team in Tasmania is gathering momentum.
Big time.
They believe that the Kangaroos and Hawthorn will stop playing there by 2020.
And Carlton and North Melbourne will. As a collective.
Why would we fold?
They're saying they're going to bring in a whole new team. That means that there's 19 Russell teams.
Cut.
That means that there's 19 teams. If they bring in a new one, that means there's a bye every week. And I think Gil wants to play each team to play each other one time.
Yeah.
With a blockbuster final round, which they pick. So like then that.
What's going on?
Eight will play ninth for like the spot in the finals, and then they're gonna have a wild card spot.
Oh, gross! Gross, Gil. Leave it alone.
But it's ridiculous. What happens to the team that gets the bye at the start of the year?
Exactly. It's not a bye. Prolonged preseason.
Yeah, I was like, well, they just don't play that weekend. But yeah, now I take your point.
Like,
yeah.
But then, like, the team that gets in the middle of the year, that's the thing.
This is where all the media is going to shift their attention towards. Say you have a bye 3 weeks in, you're like, well, we don't need a bye yet.
We're
just getting started. And then you've got your clubs who get looked after. Your Richmonds and Collingwoods.
Very looked after, but they play in the Geelongs.
You're not getting looked after. You're going to get your bye at round 17, round 18, when you need it. I don't like that at all, Gillen. Think things through, for goodness sake.
Oh, you need to do something else then. Gold Coast.
Very good Tassie team. Will be huge.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on. What are their names? Got to be the Devils.
The Toads.
The Toads.
It won't be the Devils.
Oh, you can't go Tigers.
Might just be Tasmania.
The Hobart Tees.
No, it won't be Hobart or Launceston.
It'll just be Tassie.
Because they hate each other. They have to bring them together.
Oh, just like how Canberra was found?
Yeah.
As the capital?
Yes. Sort of.
Heard about that, didn't you?
No, but you're about to tell us.
Sydney and Melbourne couldn't agree on what the capital of Australia was, so they just found a bit of land halfway.
What about the T's? Just
I don't know if that's true, but it makes a lot of sense. It
does make a lot of sense.
What?
What about the T's? Just the letter. Like the Oakland A's.
The Tasmania T's.
Yeah.
But the A stands for athletics.
Yeah, true. There goes that theory.
Well, the T could stand for Tasmania.
Well, we might put that out to the Magoo's community. Maybe on the on our Instagram, we'll just put one of those boxes, one of those feedback things.
What's the thing off Space Jam? The Tassie Devil? What's his real name?
Taz.
Yeah, Taz.
It's Taz,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Tazzy
Taz.
The Taz. The
Tazzes. Tazmanian Tazzes.
Look, I don't think we...
It sounds too close.
We're just spitballing it. Yeah,
I don't think we've nailed it yet, and that's okay, because this is probably more time than the AFL's put into it. So.
Oh, there's a nice sling. All right,
Jake's next harpoon.
Like Caro's arrow.
Except Jake's a bit jousting.
Well, is she on there? Is Caro on the three-man weave?
I don't know. Is she?
Yes, she is. Ben, you've got her.
She better be. If she's not on yours, she's on mine. Caroline Wilson, as this comes out, this was Monday night. Basically, just making things up.
Whoa.
Hey. Just making things up.
Whoa.
But what?
Someone's mum.
So is everyone.
So not, she got not kids. Not me, you or Jack. Yeah, she got kids.
Yeah.
She's married to Brendan Donoghue, 7 News.
Who's Donoghue?
Oh, so then we should cut her some slack?
No, I just don't think you should swear at her. I don't think you should swear at anyone, Ben. Not just because it's Caroline Wilson.
Let's listen back to that.
Anyway.
That was a rewinding noise.
Yeah. So she's on Footy Classified and basically made up a little story about Essendon. That was half true, but the rest of it was just, can you put that on silent? That is three.
For the Chrissy party. Damn it.
Don't just get rid of the notification. Put it on silent.
I did put it on silent.
Good. Everyone's getting me all riled up now.
Yeah, go on. Back to your point.
Oh, no. Carrie was talking a bit of BS about Essendon having Ben Rutten as their senior coach in 2020. And pretty much just got poked and prodded. Just a couple of questions from Lloydie and a couple of others at the time. And she just completely backtracked. And then the very next morning, Tim Watson spoke with, I think, the CEO of Essendon, who admitted that we spoke to Alan Richardson about a mentoring role for one of these assistant coaches for future, but definitely nothing to do with Ben Rutten coaching at Essendon in 2020. So she just making things up. Same lady who said on the exact same show that you'd rather be the one to break the story than it to be correct. So what kind of class of journalism are we breeding here, fellas?
Be first, not right.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Jake?
Yeah, I agree with what Jack said. That's how they're going about it at the moment, some people. And you just have to lock some things in the vault each trade week to go back and then look at. I mean, last year Tom Brown was certain that Dylan Shear was signing with Hawthorn or Carlton.
Mm.
And St Kilda and Essendon were both out of the race.
And he's done the same thing this year with Cornelio.
Mm.
So, he literally hedged his bets on Twitter. He had three separate tweets about where he was going and then retweeted the one that actually came to fruition.
And Tommy Phillips from Collingwood, who is a friend of the show, lined up Tom Brown last night on Sam McClure's The Oval Office.
Did he?
Had a real go at him.
I thought it was done quite well. Like, he didn't burn any bridges. He was just...
He just told him to be better.
Yeah.
Quote, be better, or you're better than this. And then I think the general feedback on Twitter was, well, you're not.
No, not at all.
No. You're not. You've got the wrong bloke.
No, I reckon he's... That's
very questionable things, Tom Brown, to break a story.
It's definitely...
won't mention them.
You won't mention them, but they're now well known in this studio.
There is a screw loose for Tom Brown, I believe.
Several of them.
Yes. I've got one more.
Great.
Actually, it's probably a two-parter. Gold Coast... With their priority picks, the AFL has decided to make the decision if they get picks one or two during AFL week. It's a bit of a Donald Trump move there to try and hide the news of them getting picked one and two during the commotion of grand final week.
Oh, grand final week. All he said was during AFL week.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what AFL week was.
Oh, I meant to say AFL grand final week.
Great. Because you just, when you said AFL week.
Jake, what are you doing AFL week?
I thought that was this week when there was the break.
AFL week.
Yeah. That's every week for us.
Yeah. Well, grand final week. They've chosen to break. They're going to, we'll make a decision during grand final week.
Yeah.
Or AFL week, as some other people call it.
Bit like, Bit like the Collingwood. Other people call it that. A couple weeks ago.
Interesting. Yeah, they'll give him. I don't think they should, but I think that they will give him the picks.
I think they will as well.
They'll get those two really good kids and get them up there. And then
you just waste some talent that could be used in a club that is not inevitably going to fold. So
exactly.
Well,
Tassie.
Or move to Tassie.
Well, not move, because they'll fold and open a new one. I think because they'll need to identify.
Surprise, same players.
This is not Tasmania.
They're all just wearing mustaches.
They've just lost 18 games in a row, and they've gone on their Mad Monday, and they've dressed up, and Kane Corns has come out and absolutely whacked them, saying that they should not be celebrating that season where they only won 3 games at the start of the year.
Wow. This is.
Do
this
I need
is,
to comment on this one?
I mean, I'll go first because I'm pretty sure he just says the same thing every year about this, and then everyone falls into his trap and gets rolled up. He trends on Twitter. He gets more airtime, and the cycle continues. Like,
yeah, but it won't continue forever. I think it's people are going to genuinely be like, "No, nah, we've had enough of you, Kane," and they'll give him the flick.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
No, it doesn't in 5 years, but it does in plus for 5 years. I think it does.
Who have you seen that happen to?
Kane Corns, watch your space. 2022. We won't know him as what he is right now.
Okay, well,
I reckon he'll finally be a fireman.
He'll remove Twitter. He'll go live on a country farm and just live off the fat of the land, not have internet.
He does not strike me as a fat of the land kind of guy.
He's not a fat of the land kind of guy. He'll be bigger than ever. As the media landscape grows, he'll be bigger than ever. He's our Stephen A. Smith. He's our outrage guy.
He is not Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith is intelligent and has our outrage guy.
Kane's a point of difference. In a media landscape of sameness and oversaturation,
he's a point of difference.
Kane's
got no mates. I guarantee it.
I love that. That's your argument.
He's got no mates. He's a loser.
But I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, what we're talking about.
He's going to retire on the 1980s, and he's going to move to a little chicken farm.
Yeah, I was going to say. Actually, you just answered what I was going to say. I was going to say, what would he farm? And you said chickens.
No, everything. He'll just live off the soul power, the works. He'll heat up his own stove with a couple of sticks. Wait,
you reckon he'll have salt?
Didn't you say he was retiring with his millions and now he's heating up a stove with sticks? Like,
yeah, to preserve the millions.
Great. He's going to have to... See, sometimes you can have a reasonable conversation, but then we just fade into this, why does he have to live off the land?
I'm saying he's going to be like, I've gone too far here, or he's just going to... Go and
completely AWOL.
Just go completely into the wild type of thing. Like eat some berries that might kill him, because he's just going to go completely off the grid.
Wasn't it mushrooms or potatoes into the wild?
No, berries. He ate some berries. Probably three hours into his trek.
I'm gonna fact check you on that because I think it was a mushroom.
No, they were frozen. I think it was frozen.
What are you guys talking about?
Into the wild.
I haven't seen it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah. Don't know who that is.
Well, you would if you saw research. Him. He's got one of those faces.
He was exiled from Hollywood for a while, but he's in Tarantino's new film. Anywho.
Why did he get exiled?
What'd you say his name is? Emil?
He did some unforgivable things to someone.
Let's not get into that. No, not on this podcast, no, anyway.
I don't really know who that is.
Okay.
He doesn't strike me.
Girl Next Door.
Anyway, back to it. You guys want one more or?
If anything, we've got Jack bringing the show back together. This doesn't happen often.
I've never seen any of the films that he's in.
Okay, well,
actually, do you know what? I actually was looking up Kane Corns today because I wanted to see.
You're obsessed with Kane Corns.
No, I'm not. I just reckon. No, but on his Wikipedia page, it actually says career highlights, and he won Media Nuffie of the Year on the Nuffie on AFL pages. So and that's
this year,
yeah.
He's going up against Damo. That's not.
Yeah,
that's
he won it, but it's also in his Wikipedia career highlights now. Someone put it in there.
That's good.
Which is real that clever. Is good. Which is real good.
You got the last one for us?
Yeah, I got one more. All the fans are complaining about air prices being jacked up.
Supply and demand. It's economics 101. Sorry, fans. Book it in advance or drive.
Back your team early. Well, did you see that Melbourne van that drove over to West Coast last year?
I was going
to
say it wasn't this year. Yeah.
No, it was last year. Definitely not this year. Definitely. They jumped in a van and drove all the way across the Nullarbor to watch Melbourne get done.
Yeah, mate of mine, when Richmond got pulverised by Port Adelaide in that elimination final in 15, maybe it was, 14-15, went across in the... Like, could have definitely afforded to fly to Adelaide. But did the bus for the atmosphere, whatever.
Mind you, Adelaide's actually like an 8-9 hour drive. Like
the bus full enough, he's singing the Richmond song the whole way and they got absolutely pulverised.
Sure that wasn't Adelaide's pre-season?
That's a good one. All right, well, Jack, very good with the three-man weave. For our last segment here, we are going to revisit the crystal ball from the pre-season. So
make it quick.
Well, we're going to have to because I went back through episode one of this season, which is worth a listen in our back catalogue. There's some great stuff
was
there.
Was I in it?
You were there, but you were quiet, which was just flowed beautifully, the episode.
Yeah, I bet.
I actually was very asked short that question too. Off air and I already knew. I just wanted to ask again.
Yeah, right. So you weren't in it. So went back and had a listen to that episode just to see what sort of outrageous... Don't try and sneak a peek at the notes.
I can't read it. Well, it's on my notes. So, in your phone.
So, Jack, your opinions aren't here because you didn't say anything in this part of the show.
I will fact check this, by the way.
I'm going to... This is 100% real. So, I'm going to start with the fact our first ever Game of the Week conference call previewed the season opener of Carlton and Richmond. Mm-hmm. And our diehard Magoos fan and Blues supporter, Lucas, who rang in, he said that he predicted 7 wins for Carlton.
Did he?
And bang on, 7 wins.
Was it 7 wins?
Seven wins.
Yeah, but out of all the things he predicted, I remember this conversation. He got one out of the 12 things that he was saying. Well, this bloke's going to kick 12 goals. This guy's going to...
Did he cast a pretty wide net in predictions?
But it was wide.
Well, I know is that he predicted 7 wins and he's nailed that on the head. But, so let's get to our predictions, Ben. So... Do you remember any of these?
I remember a couple of roughies. Okay. I don't remember like top 8.
No, we didn't go through in detail our top 8. Yeah. So you predicted as the premier?
Or I said back to back West Coast.
You did too. Yeah. You even said back to back too.
You're like close. Maybe. Yeah. No, because I remember that.
And I said Richmond. So we're both still definitely in the game. Obviously, you might be a bit more comfortable if they were in the top 4, but still definitely in the game.
Comfortable if I care that I lose this game.
God, he gets shitty, doesn't he?
Mm.
He gets shitty when he's not right. Things
real
don't go
stick
well.
Up
what do you
the
mean?
Ass.
I have the no, finals.
You know
what
he is? He's just Essendon, one of the great front runners. When things are going good for him,
from a cult.
You guys have some pretty bad supporters. Mm. They all jumped off.
And that's not a prediction, that's fact.
You both had bad supporters as well.
We had,
and that's also fact. So what's your point?
We had a guy on this show that AFL was screaming, "Bring back Hurdy out the front!" After like what, round 5?
And you know what? He's your mate.
He's your mate.
He's your mate.
Nah, he's
for
my
the
mate.
Brownlow, Ben, who did you predict to win it?
Oh, this is off. This is way off. I think I said Brayshaw, didn't I?
Did you say Angus Brayshaw?
Oh, it's easy for you to laugh now.
Here's the quote.
Yeah, because I didn't say anything.
I think Melbourne are going to continue their rise, and I think he'll continue on the rise with them. Angus Brayshaw.
That's pretty stinky. Girl.
I don't think I said that.
Well, that is word for word what you said.
Until you put it in there to prove it, I don't think I was meant.
Okay, we'll just go back and listen to it.
Do it.
Yeah. You just chuck that in there?
Thanks. Here we go. Just have a listen to Ben saying that exact phrase now.
The Brownlow medal. I'm going to say Angus Brayshaw. No, I just think he'll just... I think Melbourne are going to continue their rise, and I think he'll continue that with them.
And my Brownlow prediction was Patrick Dangerfield. And
you say this like he's won it.
He could have possibly.
The words I've said are...
He's outright favourite.
Yeah, like... Yeah. I'm just saying, well, I'm a lot closer favorite than Angus Brayshaw, or at least my guy will be invited.
Oh, so you want to get close. That's such a Carlton mindset.
What does that mean?
We don't want to actually win it all, but we want to get close.
Nobody knows who's won it yet.
No, the way you're just speaking about your predictions, like they've already come true.
All I said was I predicted Patrick Dangerfield with the words I used.
Yeah.
And I also said that he will lead the Cats to a top 4 finish, so... At this point of me taking notes,
safe call.
I thought, so far. Yeah, but safe because they're correct.
Yeah, so but no one likes safe call.
Yeah, no, you have been known to throw out a few safe calls.
What does that mean? Like,
well,
if they're going to happen, then they're
being a known superstar for at least.
Yeah, so you ask me who's going to. Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Like, they're who I think I'm who are going
to
win.
Just
these.
Tell you
like,
what, how long is it been cranky down there? Yeah.
I just turned on you to see what would happen.
So at this point in our predictions, I'm thinking, gee, look at me. I've had a pretty good start to this.
Mm. You also looked back through the episode. I'm going
to
have
kind of want West Coast to win it all now.
Wooden Spooner.
I think I said Gold Coast.
No, you said St Kilda.
Oh, okay.
You said that there was turmoil going on, which you weren't far away from because they obviously had...
And they came out 5-0 or something like that
they
to
really
start
did.
With.
And I said the Suns, but that's low-hanging fruit. But again, I said what I thought was going to happen and it happened. So that's the whole point of it. Surprise packet. This is where we're both... you were closer than me. I said Zach Fisher.
Ooh.
Who's Zach Fisher?
To rise.
For a player.
Yeah,
right,
you
right.
asked that question too, actually. Yeah. So a player that was going to... You know, like take a step up. I said Zach Fisher, and you said Aaron Francis.
Mm.
You said that he might have more of an impact going forward with Danaher out, but he's been a solid player.
But he has been good. He's played a
Who did I say? Games.
You weren't in it.
Ah.
Yeah. You were sitting there quietly, which was really nice. the most improved side. This is
where I've just taken a cake. This is
where you nailed it.
Nailed
the final
Brisbane. I said the Brisbane.
Said Brisbane, and I meant that with real, like,
yeah. It was almost like I had eaten something funny at lunch.
And I just went, oh, and then I went ahead and said that Adelaide would bounce back and make the top.
That makes me feel better about everything I've said in the last 5 minutes.
Now they're having an external review to clean out their club. Yuck. Yuck call.
Yeah.
What did a mate of mine say? Man. Might as well blow the joint up.
What a call.
All right, lads. Well, we've conquered the bye week. We've managed to grind out some content for our loyal listeners. Make sure you are... like, subscribe, share, all those things. Rate us on your podcast app. Listen to us on Spotify. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell anyone. Tell a stranger.
I'll tell you what.
Make that your hot work, your homework for the week.
I reckon you could just cut the part of that last part that you do every week. It's very similar. We could just cut it.
It's very similar because it's the same instruction.
It's a catchphrase. Yeah,
it's a very...
It's a catchphrase. It's my sign-off. Rove had, like, say hi to your mum for me, whatever, and I just like
subscribe. Yeah. Please tell everyone about us.
Yeah. And please give us a rating, too. We don't have enough of them on our... on iTunes. Although we did... We were the 52nd best comedy podcast last week.
Oh, hello.
Well, in the world.
In the... In potentially.
Yeah, in the world.
In the Diamond Valley area.
The northeast of the northeast.
Yeah, but tell you what, there's some good comedy podcasts in the Diamond Valley, right? There's some hot comp.
So that's us, lads. So we'll see you next week where we can delve into the first week of the finals and we can review how EJX looks.